Bienvenidos una vez más a este su podcast, el podcast de Izcalli. ¡Ay! ¿Cómo están, muchachas?
I'm great. Hi, guys. Welcome back.
Oh, I'm so good.
Andan con are todo.
Are you really?
Am I really? Are you guys really good?
Well, let's talk about that. Because today we have an important subject. A subject with the theme of la cuaresma. Importante. Vamos a hablar hoy de la oración. ¿Creen que es importante hablar de la oración, muchachos?
Yes, because that should be our fuel, you know, as humans. That should be our number one fuel.
Yeah, because... Yeah, y más como católicos, because God calls us to pray, literally.
Tell me more.
Well, he gave us his son, who gave us the example of what to do in life, you know, and Jesus prayed. Jesus himself prayed to the Father. So we, as Catholics, have to take that example, same example, and do as he did, all for the glory of the Father.
Yeah, well, gracias por acompañarnos en un nuevo podcast.
I had a great idea, but
Vicente
was like, no.
Dude, what was I going to say? I think it was the same thing.
The same.
I agree.
Bueno, se escucha, es fácil decirlo, ¿verdad? Es fácil decirlo. Jesús oró, nosotros estamos llamados a orar. Pero ¿qué tan difícil es? Es súper difícil, de verdad, hacerlo todos los días. Es, yo creo que uno de los... de las cosas más difíciles de nuestra fe. Es súper fácil decirlo, es fácil entenderlo, pero hacerlo es súper difícil. Yo creo que hay estudios literalmente que dicen que la persona cuando está estresada, when there's under stress, lo primero que deja hacer es orar. Es simple to stop doing it, es easy to let go. And it's hard to have a life of prayer, it's hard to have discipline and prayer. So yes, we should pray, but it's hard to pray. So how can someone build a life of prayer?
So I think, yes, it is very, very hard to pray, but the beauty I find in prayer is that there's a lot of different ways to pray. So me, in my personal life, one of the forms of prayers that I have started since I was little, since my childhood, is I would sing in the choir. So mi abuelita siempre me decía, cantando es una oración en doble, o rezando dos veces, you know. So that's one source of prayer, because we sing salmos, we sing like el Padre Nuestro es una oración, right? Pero cantando, y se escucha bien bonito. So yeah, I think that's one of the most beautiful, well, in my opinion, because you get to hear harmony and it's just a nice time of reflection as well. So when you can't find any words to pray or que no se te sale nada, you know, sing a song to God. Y otra forma de oración también que me gusta muchísimo is just like being in silence. And I'm excluding the form of actually like talking, because I think that's one of the hardest ones sometimes. And sometimes we lack it and sometimes we just let it go. Pero I think silence is also good, you know, just your presence in front of the Eucharist, you know, your presence in the temple. God knows why you're there. He knows your heart. Y a veces like being silent is okay.
It's actually interesting that we're talking about prayer, because I feel like recently I started getting more into my prayer. But because honestly, antes I didn't want to pray, just because, yes, I knew how to pray the rosary, but it wasn't calling my attention. Like, I'm going to be so honest with you. Like, como que no, I was just like, oh, it's just like so repetitive, or like, I didn't even finish it. Like, empezaba como un misterio and I would start like midway and then I would get so tired. And then I was like, you know what? Like, I'm tired. Like, you get tired. I don't know about you guys, but when I pray the rosary, I started like yawning, and then I stop the rosary, and then I'm not tired anymore. But it's just like the whole thing that like you need to find like your own prayer, like form of prayer, porque hay muchas formas. And I know what I do is I just like I talk to God. Like, si no está en mí to like pray a rosary, or if like I do it so forced, I still give myself time, like even after the rosary, to like just talk to God and be like, you know what, like Dios, like me estoy sintiendo así, like I feel very frustrated, I feel stressed, or I don't know, like, no me siento like 100% aquí, like I don't feel present, but just know that like I'm here, and like even if I don't feel present, even if I like algunas veces we don't feel it or we won't see it, but like si está ahí, he's there, and he wants you to talk to him, because that's the way that we communicate with God.
Yeah, I think devotional prayer is very important, especially because it gives you the capacity to be consistent. So I think the rosary is a beautiful form of a devotional prayer. I think my favorite prayer is relational prayer, where I get to talk to God with my own words, when I get to talk to God about what I'm feeling, what I'm thinking, what my fears are, you know, just like a conversation. Not a conversation between equals, but a conversation when I'm begging, a conversation when I'm the small one, a conversation when I'm expressing myself to my God. And that's beautiful. However, I've been talking about Mother Teresa a lot, but one of the beautiful things that Mother Teresa says is to go to God with nothing, with no books, nothing, right? And I was thinking about it, and I'm like, oh my God, like I love to go, like I go up to just take a moment of silence in the chapel or alone and read. I'm like, what do you mean that that's not necessarily good or good for relational, right? And it's interesting, because imagine you want to build a relationship with somebody. Imagine you want to build a relationship with somebody, and you invite them out, and then you just read a book in front of them. And then you say, oh, thank you so much for coming. And then you leave. You didn't communicate yourself. You didn't listen. You just focus on something you wanted to do in front of somebody, right? You can do this over and over and over again for years. You will never get to know the person. And I think many times we, for example, we go and read in a church. Listen, I'm not saying that it's bad. What I'm saying is intentionality matters, right? If the most important thing of one of the most important functions of prayer and fruits of prayer is the relationship, then we need to be intentional about relationship, right? How do you express yourself? How do you communicate yourself to God? But also, how do you create a space for God to communicate with you? And I think this is where silence comes in. And that's an important form of prayer. Because if you only engage God by you communicating, then the other half of prayer is missing, right? Where we are just listening. And I think you can be intentional about that. Not just like create void silence, but you can say like, God, I will be in silence because I will be intentionally looking to discern your will in me. Through this silence, speak to me. And that's important, right? The intentionality in prayer is important. And that's what I've been trying to do, right? Like, how am I intentional about communicating my frustrations, my joys, my worries to God as I am, but also being intentional about saying, okay, have it spoken. Please now speak to me. Some thoughts.
I find that so like very interesting, just because I like when I started going to adoration, like obviously that's a form of prayer, I would just go in there and read a book, or I would just go in there and journal. But it was like about me. Like, yo estaba ahí por mí. And I was like, Dios, like, quiero esto, 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 esto. Like, I prefer this, this, and this, right? But I never made it about him. Like, it was always me talking and never listening. So I have been trying to, like, y más porque yo me, algunas veces I go to adoration, especially right now that I'm, like, going through it, like, with my faith. I've been feeling a little dry and I feel impatient. Like, boy, I go to mass, I go to adoration, but I feel so impatient. So then I kind of just, like, instead of like taking books, because I feel like that makes time go by fast too, because you're just like, you're just reading, especially if it's a really good book. And so time goes by super fast. And so then I haven't been taking books or no books or nothing. And I'm just like there, con la presencia de Dios. And I'm just like, you know, like, Dios, like talk to me, like whatever you need to tell me, like talk to me. Y algunas veces I like I do get something out of it, and sometimes like I'm just there, and that's when I like I'm learning more and more about prayer, and que no siempre vas a escuchar algo, or you're not always going to hear something, right? But you're always going to come out of prayer or adoration like cambiado.
I think prayer is about the relationship, right? It's not necessarily that God wants you to make it all about him. He wants to make it about both, right? Like, he cares about the relationship. And I think we have to keep that in mind, too, that he's, you know, he wants to make it about the relationship. And that's important to remind ourselves sometimes. But since he is God, we can also adore him. And that's also a beautiful form of prayer.
I think it's, now that I'm thinking about it, silence is like, obviously, like I mentioned silence, right? And then Vicente also mentioned it. But now hearing it twice in the same conversation, I think it's a huge link to God and us, you know, like that's the middle link, right? So it's hard for us to sometimes like have that relationship with God, porque a veces sí estamos hablando, but it's just like what I want, or God help me, you know, like exactly what Vero said. But if we don't, like, si no nos acostumbramos a estar en silencio, like, I think that's a huge missing link. And sometimes that's why we don't find that connection, because we're not comfortable in the silence. And it's normal right now in this generation too, because we're so used to noise. We're so used to noise. So if we sit in silence, we feel uncomfortable, or estamos pensando en miles de cosas, you know, only like 50 tabs open in your head, and you're not even like focused on God or nothing about him, you know? Yeah, I could sit in silence for like 20, 30 minutes in adoration, but what am I thinking about, right?
Well, I think we need to be intentional about focusing ourselves. And I think sometimes you can just not control your mind, right? Like, it's not, I don't think you can necessarily fight your thoughts, but I think you also just need to be aware of saying, that's not why I'm here. It's not why I'm here. Just let your thoughts go and refocus on why. I have a beautiful story. So, you know, El Santo Cura de Arts, who is now a confessor and a saint, has a beautiful story of a humble man that will come to his chapel every day for 15 minutes. He will see this guy come every day. And he will come in, stay for a little bit, and then leave. And he was so curious. And he's like, why is this man coming all the time? Like, ¿por qué viene todos los días? ¿A qué viene? Y un día, literalmente, salió del confesionario y le pregunta, why do you come? Like, y le dijo, I come to pray. Y le dijo, how do you pray? And this is one of the most simple, beautiful, you know, stories of prayer. Dijo, yo veo al Dios bueno y el Dios bueno me mira a mí. Right? It's not hard. But I think in terms of when we talk about prayer, the simplicity of prayer is a gift. But the simple things are the ones that are hard to do, right? It is the simple things that can really transform or habits or way of prayer. Pero las cosas simples también son las cosas más difíciles de hacer. And I think sometimes we can just remember the story, right? If you don't know what to say, if you don't know what to do, well, déjate mirar por el Dios bueno y tú mira al Dios bueno. Es todo. God that appreciates the simple will respond.
I think it's also important because obviously the number one thing like about prayer is communication, right? Like communication with him. Y cuando no sabemos qué decir, like it's okay to tell him, you know, like God, I don't know how to pray right now. Like God, I don't know what to say to you, but I want to talk to you. I want to hear you. Pero no sé, no puedo, right? No se me sale nada. So esa importancia de comunicación, que él ya sabe lo que sentimos, you know? Él ya sabe nuestros anhelos y nuestras penas. O sea, él sabe todo. He doesn't need us to tell him for him to know, but he wants us to tell him so he could have that relationship with us. And that's the number one thing. So if we tell him that we can't pray at the moment, we don't know, that's very important and he will appreciate it very much. And maybe you could just say like, no sé qué decir, pero aquí estoy, you know, just dándote completamente a él, like even in the presence or like 5 minutes, you know, I'm here, God, like talk to me, or I'll dedicate the silence for you. That's something, but that communication is super, super important. Even if you don't know what to say, tell him, you know, because it's not like we're praying to, I mean, prayer shouldn't be like, okay, God, like, it shouldn't be like a structure, right? It should be supernatural. It should flow. It should just be a conversation. Si no sabes qué decirle a tu prójimo, a tu pareja, like, you're going to tell them, you know, like, I don't know. Like, you're going to tell them in person, right? So it's the same with God. Like, just tell him what you're feeling.
Yeah, I really liked how you said, I was reading, because I'm doing Emmaus 90, and they have, like, different themas every week, and there was one about prayer, and how, like, God wants you to pray, like, he is calling us to pray, and it's like, he wants, es como Clarissa dijo, like, hey, eso se me hace bien bonito, how God already knows what you're thinking, what you're gonna do, what you're gonna say, like, he already knows. But yet, siempre te está, like, he's always trying to look for you, and he's always waiting for you to, like, tell him about it. Y ese es el amor que él nos tiene a nosotros, Joseph, because él sabe todo. He knows every single thing about you. He probably knows you more than, like, you do. And it's, like, siempre lo que, the one passage that I remember, it's, like, he knows, cada, like, how many hairs you have in your head. And I was, like, I don't even know that. He knows that. He knows that. And he knows every single thing about you.
Ay, no se los voy a contar esta noche.
And yet he wants you to, like, talk to him. Like, no matter where you are, like, he wants you to talk to him and tell him how you feel. Like, qué bonito.
That's beautiful. Pero Jairo se quiere contar los pelos. on the discipline of prayer, I like to say three things, right? First of all, don't give up. Prayer is not easy. If anybody has ever tells you that they have not struggled with prayer, it's because they never tried. To stay faithful to prayer and to build a consistency in prayer is hard. To build an interior life is hard. So I would say, don't give up. First of all, don't give up. Right. If you are in consistent, and one day you failed, hey, next day come back and do what is possible. If you were praying the rosary, now you can only pray diez aves marías. It's fine. Si no puedes rezar las diez aves marías and you just pray a Padre Nuestro, it's fine. If you cannot do any devotionals, communicate. Don't give up. Don't give up the communication. Like, so first of all, don't give up. Second, ask for help. If you're struggling with prayer, ask for help, because it is always beautiful not to be encouraged, although it is, but it's also beautiful to just pray with somebody, right? Or pray for somebody. I think we also have that power, right? Like, we have the power of intercession. We can pray for other people. And remember, faith is a gift that only grows as we practice it, right? So the more you practice, the easier it's going to get, right? So don't give up. Ask for help. And try to do it in community. Don't try to do it alone. Sometimes, it's hard to just grab the rosary and pray it. But if you pray with your parents, if you pray with your family, if you pray with a community, it gets easier, right? Because now it's a manifestation of community. So don't give up. Ask for help. And try to have a practice of prayer in community. Because if you don't show up, they're going to reach out. And, we are meant to live our faith in community.
So I have a question, right? Because I've been kind of struggling with, like, my prayer life. Like, I still do it, obviously, but I feel dry. And I, algunas veces, like, estoy rezando un rosario, or I go to adoration, or I go to confession, or things like that, right? But no, I feel like since I'm forcing myself in a way, siento que no vale. But I don't know. And then that kind of like me agüito. And then I'm like, oh, should I even be praying? And then I just get in my head.
Yo creo que vale más porque you're not feeling it, right? You're not feeling it, but you're being an obedient daughter and still doing what God wants you to do and what he asks of you, right? So as even if you're not feeling it, it doesn't mean it's invalid. So like he said, don't give up. As long as you don't give up, you always win. I heard that, but now I always say that. obedience. I mean, that's something that he honors as well.
The only thing comes to my mind that might not be useful, I will say, communicate your frustration. Every saint, and if we read the diaries of the saints, they communicated the frustration to God. It was not nice every time, right? Like, they communicated frustrations, they communicated their pain, but even when they were very, very frustrated, they never give up on the communication. So, you feeling dry? Express it. You feeling frustrated? Express it. You feeling alone? Express it. Right? Like, you don't have to pretend. You don't have to fake it. Why are you faking? You know, God knows it all. Like, you don't have to pretend that you're happy praying the rosary. Communicate it, right? Like, he might want to see you pray the rosary, but maybe he just wants for you to be honest. Maybe he's saying, okay, how do I get better to have an honest conversation with me, right? So I will say, pay attention to how you communicate that to God, because I think that's important. And you know, don't give up, but I will communicate your frustration. It's good that I know. It's good that Jairo and Clarissa know. I think God wants to hear it too. Well, thank you for listening to this episode. I think, you know, one of the ways in which we can be transformed is by prayer. It's by the conversation of prayer. So this Lent, we invite you to que te vuelvas a enamorar, que te vuelvas a reconectar, que vuelvas a crear la tarea, la disciplina de orar, de tener comunicación con el Padre, como Jesús lo hizo, ¿verdad? Si él lo hizo, pues nosotros yo creo que lo necesitamos más que él.
Like, if you guys want to learn how to, like, pray, like, use the devotional prayers, right? If, look it up. Like, we're so, like, privileged to have things literally on our fingertips, on our, like, hand. So it's, like, it's so easy. Like, just look up, like, Rosario de Lunes, Rosario de Martes, all of that. Like, it literally, like, tells you, like, yo cuando no sabía, because, like, yes, I would pray with my family, but I wouldn't pray with myself. So I didn't know how to, like, fully, like, lead one. I just looked it up. And then from there, like, little by little, you kind of start to get the hang of it, which is really nice. So just look things up if you don't know.
I think a good tip also is, like, because sometimes, it's not on the daily, but I do find myself catching, like, a veces hay días donde estoy hablando con Dios desde la mañana hasta la noche, you know, like, literally throughout my whole day. And it doesn't have to be like, okay, God, like yes, I do kind of feel bad sometimes that it's not, like, as I should be. Like, pray and, like, take my time and stop everything, you know, but sometimes I'm just so busy and I'm, like, running around all over the place. So, like, there's a lot of people there, they say, I talk to myself all the time. So turn that talking to yourself to talking to God, right? Like, si estoy cruzando la calle, I talk to him, like, ay, Diosito, ayúdame que no me caiga, or something like that. Like, I literally just, like, call him all the time. Like, any little random thing que no tiene nada de significado, or like there's like a crash out there, like, ay, Diosito, like, help me, like anything. It doesn't even have to be like petition, right? Like, or God, did you see that? Kind of like I know he's with me, you know. So it's like I kind of make that sometimes not a routine, because it's not like something I am like, oh, today I'm gonna talk to God, but something a veces se me sale, and I find myself talking to him like all the time, literally all the time.
Es como dicen, like, si tienes tiempo de estresarte, tienes tiempo para rezar. So true.
I would just say, I know it feels like a burden and a challenge many times. And I say that because I feel that way many times. But prayer is important for one reason. God loves you. God loves you. You are beloved. And through prayer, through the relationship, he wants to manifest that love to you. So it's a gift that he wants to give you. And that gift comes through the relationship. No es porque él lo necesita. Es porque nosotros no lo necesitamos.
So good.
Gracias por escucharnos. Nos vemos la próxima semana.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
La pregunta del día de hoy es...
Should I speak to God formally or informally?
I think when we speak to God, we need to remember ourselves that we're not speaking to an equal. But within that, he is all powerful. He's not our equal. We are just very, very little in front of what God is and who he is. We need to remember that he also loves us. So I think it's beautiful to speak to him in a respectful way, right? It's beautiful. He deserves it. He deserves it. Pero creo que también es bello y es hermoso cuando podemos ser honestos y hablarle con autenticidad a él. I believe that God is worth of the most revered way of prayer, which is adoration. But he also wants you to just be honest and be yourself.